Baruch Yerushalmi, corresponding to Baruch Bavli, Daf Nun Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Samach Gimel, Amud Beis, the fourth wide line, Piska Makom Shenekra. Piska Makom Shenekra Menu Avodah Zorah, Oimer Baruch She'ok Avodah Zorah, Me'arsinu V'chulei. The Mishnah taught that if one sees a place in which idolatry was uprooted, he says, Blessed is Hashem who uprooted idolatry from our land. Masnisa, Kishinekra Mikom Makomus Eret Yisrael, Avalim Nekra Mimokom Echad, Oimer Baruch She'ok Avodah Zorah, Mimokom Azeh, Mina Mokom Azeh. Our Mishnah discusses when it was uprooted from all places in Eret Yisrael. But if it was uprooted from one place, he says, Blessed is Hashem who uprooted idolatry from this place. Nekra Mimokom Echad, V'nikra Mimokom Acher, Mokom Shinitna by Oimer Baruch Erech Apayim. If it was uprooted from one place and fixed in another place, in the place where it was put, he says, Blessed is Hashem who is slow to anger. In the place from which he was uprooted, he says, Blessed is Hashem who uprooted idolatry from this place. May it be your will, Hashem, our God and God of our fathers, just like you uprooted it from this place, may you uproot it from all places and return the hearts of those who serve it to serve you. The Gemara asks, don't we find therefore that he's praying for idolaters, for non-Jewish idolaters? And the Brisa, we answer from a Brisa of Rishim Gamliel, even in Chutz La'aretz one must say so, even though most of the people there are Gentiles. Am Rabbi Yochanan, ki mi asher yuchubal yivachel k'siv, El kol hachaim yesh bitachon shkoz man she'adam chai yesh v'tikva meis avda tikvase. Rabbi Yochanan, quoting from the pasuk in Koheles Perek Tes pasuk Dalet, for whoever is joined, or is written as whoever chooses, to all the living has hope. As long as the person is alive, there's hope. Once he died, his hope is gone. Mataima b'mois adam moshe t'avid tikva. What's the source? It's the pasuk that says, when the evil person dies, his hope is lost. Tani b'vihuda ima shloish adram tzarech adam leima b'chol yom boch sheloi asani goy boch shel asani bor boch shel asani isha. The Bible says, Yehuda says that one must say three things every day. Blessed is Hashem who did not make me a Gentile. Blessed is Hashem who did not make me a poor, a crude person. And blessed is Hashem who did not make me a woman. Blessed is those who did not make me a Gentile, because the Gentiles are not considered anything to Hashem. As it says, all of the nations are like nothing in front of him. Blessed is the one who did not make me a boor, a crude person, because a crude person does not fear Hashem. Blessed is Hashem who did not make me a woman, because a woman is not commanded about the mitzvahs, means the positive, time-bound mitzvahs. Rabbi Acha says, again quoting the earlier prophet, whoever is joined, etc., even those who stretched out their hands against the Zvul, which destroying the base of Mikdash, they have assurance that Tshuva will still help. The Karban I Efsha Shekva Pashti Yedeim Bezvul, the Rachkan I Efsha Sheasu Tshuva, Aleimu Oimer, Vyishna Shnas Oilam Beli Akitza. If they repented, it's impossible to draw them close, bring them to the world to come, for they stretched out their hands against the Zvul. It's impossible to distance them, to punish them in Gehenna, because they repented. About them it says, and they will sleep an eternal sleep and they won't wake up. Rabbanon de Gisarin Amrik, Katne Akum, Vachilaisav, Shavlech Abnetza, Ein Chaim, Vein Nidonim, Aleim Akosavayim, Yoshnish Nas Eilam Vagayme. Rabbanon of Gisarin said, minor Gentiles and the soldiers of Nebuchadnezzar do not live in the world to come, and they're not judged in Gehenna. About them it says, and they will sleep an eternal sleep, etc. However, the important ones who stretched out their hands against the wall are punished, unlike Rav Acha said. One who passes in front of idolatrous houses says the pasuk in Mishlei Perek Tes Vav pasuk Kof Hei, Hashem will uproot the house of the haughty. Rav Yosi Berubun b'shem Rav Levi ra'osam mezablan avodah zara oimer zevach l'elohim yichoram. Rabbi Yosi Rabun, quoting Levi, says one sees them mezablim, which is a derogatory euphemism for mezavchim, slaughtering, to idolatry. He says the pasuk, those who slaughter to the gods shall be destroyed. Avoyes akushi v'segifor v'sal lavkan v'es akapach, which is say v'sananas, ayim v'boch m'shanas abiyos. One who sees a person who is black, red, very white, very tall, or a midget, he says, Boch m'shanas abiyos, blessed is the one who changes, makes unusual creations. Es akatua v'sasuma es m'shkishchin ayim v'boch t'ane emes. The one who sees someone missing an arm or leg, blind, or a leper, he says, the boch aboch t'ane emes. Masnisin kishahayu shleimim b'nishtanu, avalim hayu kain l'me'imai oime boch m'shanet abiyes. The latter part of the Baisa discusses one who was normal and then changed. But if he was like this from his mother's womb, means from birth, he says boch m'shanet es abiyes as before. Havoye ilanis noyim b'nei adam noyim boch oime boch shekein boch b'yos nois b'ilamai. One who sees beautiful trees or beautiful people says, blessed is the one who created beautiful things in his world. A case occurred in which Rav Gamliel saw a beautiful non-Jewish woman and made this blessing on her. The question is, didn't Rabbi Zeira say in the name of Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina and Rabbi Abba quoting Rabbi Chiya quoting Rabbi Yochanan that the pasuk when it says Dvaram Peg in Dvaram Peg Zion pasuk base Loisechonem means don't give to them grace, means don't praise them. Ma'ama avaskata le'ama. Ela shikach bo b'yois no'is b'ilomoy, shikain afilu ro'o gamal no'e, sus no'e, chamon no'e, oime boch shebo b'yois no'is b'ilomoy. The answer is, did he say it like a praise of them? He said only, shikacha bo b'yois no'is b'ilomoy, that even if one saw a beautiful camel, a beautiful horse, or a beautiful donkey, he says that blessing. Su docha shiru gamliel, yistaka b'nashim, the Gemara asks, is it Rav Gamliel's way to look at women? Ela derech ak mumisa haisa kegoin hahein pufsades ve'ebita ba shelo v'teivase. The answer is that it was a crooked path, like a corner, and he was going north and she was going west, and suddenly she entered the intersection and he looked at her unwillingly. Kave hagere oime boch chachma razim mi shas v'tuches chachma v'geime. If the rooster crowed, he says the bocha boch chacham harazim, the wise of secrets. Mishas Batuchais Chachma the Gamer. And he quotes the Pasuk in Iyov Perek Lamed Ches, Pasuk Lamed Vav, who placed wisdom in the inward parts, or who gave the rooster understanding. Amar Rabbi Levi, Varavya Koyrin Le Imra Yuvla, Ayav Moshech Bekeren Hayovel, Vafrika Koyrin Le Nida Galmuda, Vani Shepula Galmuda, Barim Yisrochim Tanagoyla, Sechvi, Le Minasana Sechvi Vina. Levi says in Aravia they call a sheep Yuvala, as we've seen quoting in the Pasuk in Yeshua, Peg Vav, Pasuk Hey, and it shall be that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn. In Africa, they call a nida a gamuda, and the quote from the Pasuk in Yeshua, Peg Mem Tef, Pasuk Chof Aleph, that I am bereaved and solitary. And in Rome, they call a rooster a sechvi, and we quote from the Pasuk, and who gave to the rooster understanding? Haroye, Uchlasin, Oime, Broch, Achamarazim, Kishem she'ein parzifim doim ve laze, kach ein datem doim ve laze. The writer says if one sees a multitude of Yisraelim, he says, Boch chacham arazim, just like their faces don't resemble each other, their minds don't resemble each other. Ben zoim v'kshay royim achlu ochuzim v'yerushalayim, oim v'boch sheba kol elu lesham cheni. When Ben zoim would see a multitude in Yerushalayim, he would say, blessed is he who created all of these people to serve me. Kama yaga adam rishoin ad shalei ochal pusa, Chawash, Zohar, Nikesh, Ider, Kotzar, Imer, Dash, Zohar, Birer, Tachan, Hilkid, Lash, Vekite, Va'ofa, Vachakach, Ochal, Pusa. V'ani Emil, V'shachlis, and Moitza, Kol Eilu, Lefonai. How much did Adam Rishon need to toil until he ate a slice of bread? He ploughed, planted, weeded, hoed, reaped, made piles, threshed, winnowed, selected, grinded, sifted, kneaded, arranged loaves, and put them all with water on them, and baked, and after he ate a slice, and I stand in the morning and find all of these in front of me. Well, come ye gear with yoga adam rishon and shemarta cholav levoish, kaza the libain, shivanotat, the tava, ba'awag, kibbet, the tofa, machakach, marta cholav levoish, and ye aimed with shachlis and moitze, kol elu, with two kind of fauna. See how much adam rishon toiled until he found a cloak to wear. He sheared, cleaned, unraveled, spun, wove, laundered, and sewed, and afterwards he found a cloak to wear, and I stand in the morning and find all these prepared in front of me. How many craftsmen rise early and stay working late at night, and I stand in the morning and find all these in front of me. And so Ben Zoma used to say, a bad guest, what did he say? What did I eat from my host? What did I drink from my host? I ate one piece of his meat, I drank one cup of his wine. All the exertion that he exerted was for his wife and children. However, a good guest says, blessed is the Balabais, is the host. This Balabais should be remembered for the good. He brought so much wine in front of me, he brought so many pieces in front of me. How much exertion did he toll in front of me? All of the exertion that he exerted was only for me.
Mention this, for you will magnify his work, which men have seen.